Good morning, everyone, on a Tuesday, and now we have exactly 2 weeks until Election Day, and yesterday, just another day in Trump land, leads off our big three. He called Anthony Fauci a disaster. He called Joe Biden a criminal. He also called the media criminals for not reporting about Biden. Also in the big three, a mute button for Thursday's debate. While Trump and Biden are making their two-minute spiels, the other guy is going to be muted. And rounding out the big three, Jeffrey Toobin, the New Yorker writer and CNN legal contributor. He's been suspended by the magazine for exposing himself on a Zoom call. Oh, my goodness. He's taken leave from CNN as well.
Now, I love it.
Toobin cops to it and said, yeah, he did it, but he claimed he thought he was off camera. Really? That's his excuse?
Oh, that makes it better.
So I was doing what everyone said I was doing, diddling around down there, but I was off camera.
Well, the funny thing is they were actually, and this is the word that's been used in all of the reports about Toobin, they were simulating the election eve or the election results. So they were simulating how they would cover the election 2 weeks from now. So while some were simulating, he was stimulating, apparently.
Hilarious. No, I don't know. Part of me feels bad for the guy. I mean, I have met him. He seems like a decent guy, but my goodness.
Oh, he's a smug, arrogant.
What is wrong with men? That's the question. What is wrong with men? Hey, you have an opportunity to win a coveted Berman Riedel 2020 t-shirt, but you have to come up with a clever campaign slogan for us, and you get an opportunity to call in and do that at 8:20 this morning. But we're going to be talking with Alex Castellanos in a short period of time. He, of course, the ABC News analyst. And I'll tell you, Michael, there's a lot to discuss. This mute button, I mean, obviously that comes about because the president kept cutting Biden off in the first debate.
Well, I mean, we'll check in with Alex in just a couple of minutes here, but I think the mute button could help Trump because it just means that poor old Biden, he's not going to be able to interrupt Biden, which means poor old fuddy-duddy, feeble-minded, jello-eating Biden will just go blah, 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 and you won't understand a freaking thing he's saying.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's a good interpretation. Let's get some real analysis from our buddy Alex Castellanos of ABC News. Alex, we could use a mute button on this radio show, when I start talking and Michael's always interrupting. So what do you make of the debate Thursday? And the Trump camp seems to think that anything that goes on with this debate is being done to favor Joe Biden. What say you?
Hard to believe. Would the media actually favor Joe Biden in any way with the establishment?
No.
Couldn't happen. No, but this mute button thing, this might catch on. Now they're telling us we can have a mute button on politicians after all these years. That would, we could.
Good idea.
Maybe we should make that mandatory in Congress. look, these debates are forums where we test the character of candidates. They're not policy forums. They could send in position papers for that. We know where these guys stand. We want to see who they are as people. We need to open it up, not close up these debates and limit how these guys interact. That was Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas, a little far from these two candidates. They didn't even have moderators, right? So,
of course,
this is not a helpful thing for the American people. Look, Trump dropped after the first debate because he acted like a jerk. It should be in their interest to have a quieter debate. I would still say, no, that's not good for the American people. We want to see who these guys are.
Well, Alex, do you take my point, though? If Trump isn't constantly interrupting, cutting off Biden, with Biden just rambling, the American people could look at this guy and think, oh, my God, we can't have great grandpa in the White House.
The less Trump is in the spotlight, the more Biden is in the spotlight, the better for Trump. Yes, Trump gets in his own way. Trump hides his best campaign behind a storm of his own making most of the time. And that's not good for him. So, yes, a little quieter Donald Trump. There's still plenty of noise to go around.
We're on with Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst in Washington, part of his life. He's also a Republican consultant. And Alex, if you're consulting the Republicans now, where is their path to victory 2 weeks from today?
Pretty much where it was last time. If you think this election, you know, you have to have two different views here. If you think the polls are right and they've captured America the way it is, then Donald Trump, this race is over. Nothing's going to change between now and the election, and Joe Biden's going to win. He's going to win Pennsylvania. He may win a state like Florida and North Carolina. If that's your perspective now. If you think this race is about motivation, if you think that a lot of Republicans are embarrassed to tell pollsters that they support Donald Trump, more embarrassed than they were in 2016, if you think those voters aren't showing up on polls, you think Donald Trump, if he's within 4 or 5 points in some of these states, he's going to win them all. And by the way, here's a thought from some pollsters I've been talking to. You know how Donald Trump loves his, quote, lower education voters, right? Mm-hmm. The non-college educated voters that form the core of his base. Well, pollsters are telling me that those voters are disappearing. Over the past month, they've had a hard time finding them in America. These voters aren't answering a lot of surveys. There's a rejection rate of 5 to 1. And these voters have gone silent. Now, either America has gotten a lot smarter over the past month or two, or these voters are refusing to talk to pollsters in greater numbers because they get how uncool it is, because they're angry. If you're a smart college-educated Republican, you're happy to give your anti-Trump opinion to a pollster and to the public. But if you're an angry Trump voter, you say screw them all.
Well, that's not a bad position to have when it comes to these pollsters in the mainstream media, frankly, Alex. Hey, Alex, should Biden win, what do you give the Democrats, what are their chances of taking the Senate as well?
It's right on the edge right now. Colorado, where Cory Gardner's running for Senate and has run a brilliant campaign, he's still 4 or 5 points behind. Martha McSally could lose Arizona, even though Trump is coming back in Arizona and may win it. Susan Collins in Maine is in big trouble. So it's right on the cusp. If Trump does a little better than expected, he may drag some Republicans over the finish line. The key state's going to be Michigan and John James. There's a Republican challenger, 39-year-old black businessman named John James in Michigan, who may beat a nothing Democratic senator that no one even in the state of Michigan knows is their senator, named Gary Peters. That's the one to watch.
Hey, Alex, before we run, and we're on with Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst. We have about a minute left. What do you think of yesterday's Trump shenanigans, where he called Fauci out, where he called Biden a criminal, he called the media criminal, he used profanity against CNN? Obviously, it helps with his base. Does it do anything else?
What would I call that? I would call that Monday. That's another day in the Trump campaign.
There you go. Yeah. That's right.
It doesn't change a thing. That's who the guy is. And by the way, if you're a Trump voter and you think he's been treated the way he has, and Biden's, I mean, for everything we know, nothing on Hunter Biden's laptop has been
refuted.
Has been refuted at all. So, I'd be angry too.
All right.
That's right.
Alex Castellanos, ABC News, political analyst in Washington. Thanks, Alex. Talk to you next week.
Bye, Alex.
Good win.
All right. Up next, how you can win a Berman Riedel 2020 t-shirt. Big news. And would you like a private screening at your favorite movie theater? You can have one. Coming up.
Now, at 8:20, you're going to want to sit by your phone, pick it up, and then call us, 1-800-321-0710, because it's your chance to win a collectible, a highly collectible Berman Riedel 2020 t-shirt. You got to come up with a slogan for our campaign. Len and I have decided that we'll be running for president and vice president on an independent ticket. And my slogan is Berman Riedel 2020, if we win, we'll demand a recount. But if you can come up with a slogan that catches our fancy, you can win this collectible T-shirt. And to check out the T-shirt, go to 710WOR.com/shirt. And while you're on the website, 710WOR.com/shirt, you can enter by really doing nothing. You don't have to come up with a slogan. Just type your name in there, and you might win a very valuable, well, even more valuable, I think, would be that a Berman Riedel T-shirt would be a Riedel Bartlett 2020 T-shirt. I mean, yeah, that's absolutely. The phones would be ringing
that's
off the
winner.
Hook if that were the case.
No question. Especially if we gave away copies of your new book that's coming out November 10th. Then,
oh yes.
Oh my goodness, the website would crash.
Singular Sensation: The Triumph of Broadway. By the way, guys, tonight is my book party, and everybody turned me down for coming there. Everybody on the staff here. Nobody. Len said, you know, geez, if I could figure out a way to get beyond my mailbox, I'd be there. But so far, no luck.
Bartlett, what does that tell you, Michael? What does that tell you if everybody, you know, I could see me turning it down. And Joe lives in South Carolina. It's going to be difficult for him to make
the
commute.
He didn't even bother the courtesy of a response. It was like, hey, Michael, you know, I'd be there if I could, but, you know, my situation down
here.
It was
the tone of the invite. What does that tell you? It was the tone of the invite, Riedel. I know you probably won't come, but.
Yeah, that was a half-assed invite.
Well, yeah, it's
I know you don't,
want to come anyway, but in case you do.
Great invite.
Well, I'm limited to 20 people. I mean, come on, you know, not everybody can be there. And then Natalie was pretending to come, but she can't get there now because she's got to take Sam to soccer. So there you go.
Yeah, soccer. There's a lot of soccer games at night. Hey, Natalie,
there is a soccer game today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now I do say Anthony. Wait, Len. I do think that Anthony. I think he's coming, our associate producer.
Really?
There is, Anthony, remember, there's free booze. There'll be some babes. So, and I need something. I need something of a head count. So, I hope you're going to show up there. Just email me.
Get a head count. Let me
know if you're going to be there, Michael. Please.
Hey, Natalie, when it comes to these T-shirts, yes. I know you've started sending them out to some of our early winners. I understand you got a very nice email from one of the winners.
I did. Kevin, one of our winners, said, you know, just sent me a note saying he got the T-shirt and thank you. And he goes, I thought there would be a picture of Len and Michael on the front of the shirt. Imagine my relief, because there's not.
Happy to help Matt.
There you go.
So anytime. Check it out. Check it on the website.
Anytime. So AMC, the movie theater, which is in dire straits here. I mean, we got to admit that because here in New York City, because Cuomo he's allowing movie theaters to open all over the state, but New York City, which probably means the end of the movie theater business here in New York City, they're offering their theaters up for rent. So for as little as $99, you and a group of 19 friends, 20 people maximum, you can watch a selection of 17 films, including Jurassic Park, The Nightmare Before Christmas, the Christopher Nolan blockbuster Tenet, and a whole bunch of Batman, too. The delayed Batman, I guess they have a print of that you can take a look at. Not a bad deal. If you and 20 friends and you're all COVID-free and you're comfortable hanging out with each other, you have the entire theater with those nice comfortable chairs with the sippy cup holders there. Those nice comfortable chairs, big theater, big screen, bigger than anything you're going to have in your man cave. $99, you and 20 people can knock yourself out for a movie marathon at AMC. Not a bad deal, I have to say. Not a bad deal.
Not bad. But, you know, the rules about movie theaters in New York State, so it's this Friday, and these are theaters outside of New York City, and a couple of other counties are not going to permit movie theaters. I think Rockland County is not permitting it. But why? And also limited capacity, 25% or a maximum of 50 people per screen, as the governor said. What's the rationale, though? Have you figured out the rationale why not in New York City? I heard somewhere that New York City film is 10% of the U.S. Ticket sales. 10% is New York City, and New York City can't have any films.
I don't know. There's something that the governor just seems hell-bent on wrecking the economy in New York City. I mean, you know, the cases are spiking in the, some of the Hasidic communities around here, all right? So, I mean, unless you're going to be showing Yentl, I don't think you have anything to worry about, the people going to the movies.
Yentl?
I mean, come on. But the governor just thinks, I got to destroy New York City's economy. I think it's partly revenge on de Blasio. I think he really wants de Blasio to have to leave with a totally destroyed city so they can blame everything on de Blasio. But, I mean, it's
foolish. Did you ever go to a movie screening in one of these plush settings?
Yeah, of course. Many, many times.
Aren't they great? I think I've only done it once, but it's really, they're great.
You've only gone to a movie theater once in your life, Len?
Screening. No, a private screening in one of these special screening rooms. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, I've, you know, listen, covering entertainment for the Post, they always did a private screening for you. It was great with an open bar. It was fun back in the day.
Yeah, good times.
Remember those great screening rooms at the movie company headquarters? That was fun. Loved it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you can have your own private screening room, AMC, $99. Get a group of your friends, 20 of you. You can see all kinds of movies for $99. No, you can do this here in New York City. They're renting it out here in New York City. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're renting it out for you. All right, time for the news at 7:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Michael. All right, the mayor and the governor, once again, can't agree. Mayor says it could still be weeks before restrictions are lifted in those hot spots in Brooklyn and Queens.
We can stop a second wave. Right now, the numbers suggest we are stopping a second wave, but we have to remain vigilant, and this next week or two will be crucial.
Well, like always, as soon as the mayor says something, the governor says don't believe him. The governor says he's going to redraw the red zones. He'll announce some changes tomorrow. Big concerns in New Jersey. The number of cases there doubled in the past month. The number had been around 1,200 each of the past 2 days. Health officials say the spike isn't from nursing homes or schools reopening, but from those large house parties. All right, Thursday's debate, the presidential debate, big change. Microphones can now be turned off, with the candidates being given 2 minutes to answer a question without interruption. Then both microphones will be turned on so the president and Joe Biden can have an open discussion, or whatever it was the last time they met. And you can hear it, of course, on WOR beginning at 9 o'clock Thursday. Sure. Joe Biden needs a lot of prep. He's off the campaign trail. He's not going to show his face until Thursday's debate. The last hard question he had to face is what kind of ice cream he got. So he's practicing for the hard ones. Instead, his running mate, Kamala Harris, is hitting some key battleground states. Former President Obama will also campaign for Biden, who I guess is not up to it.
I'm just questioning if this is a fair, objective newscast. That's all. So,
did I say anything that was not factual?
Yeah. He's not up to it. What do you mean he's not up to it?
Obviously, he's not up to it. He's got to probably, you know, he can't do two things.
Is that
opinion
can't prep or is that fact?
And a campaign.
He can't.
Is that opinion or fact that he's not up to it?
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'd say it's definitely a fact.
Here's some more facts. President Trump going after the media, accusing them of scaring the public about coronavirus, singling out CNN and host Chris Cuomo. Here's a good one.
Fredo, you know Fredo? Got horrible ratings. He's talking about the pandemic. That's all they talk about, you know? I don't know. He said he had it. I'm not sure he had it. He went to the basement. It's the only time his ratings were up. People wanted to see what was going to happen.
Hilarious. Boy, he just can't beat solid comedy like that.
Speaking of comedy, Len, and finally here, you have probably heard something like this on late night TV.
I don't know why Donald Trump still thinks he can ignore this virus and it will go away. I mean, that strategy, it didn't work with Don Jr. and Eric, and it isn't going to work here, okay?
What's he talking
anyway,
about? I don't get it.
I think
I'll explain it to you later.
Accidents, yeah. Anyway, a new study by George Mason University says 97% of the jokes made on late night TV in September about the race for president were directed at President Trump. 97%. 455 jokes about Trump, 14 for Biden, even though I think he's probably a little more laughable. 4 years ago, the ratio was 78% Trump, 22% Hillary Clinton. And by the way, one of the researchers says, even if Biden wins, he thinks late-night comics are still going to find a way to make jokes about Trump.
Oh, they'll have to, because their ratings are not great to begin with. If Biden's the president, their ratings will go into the tank. Totally. They're going to have to keep Trump alive.
Lord knows Trump never found a way to go after Obama after he became president. So, yeah, you're probably
right. God, the argument is just feeble at this point. Feeble. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it very much. Coming up next, hey, I think bars... I don't mean the restaurants. The restaurants we know are struggling. But bars, just a regular bar that you go into, order a drink, they may be finished in this city. The way Cuomo and de Blasio have handled this situation, they may have destroyed the business of bars in the city. We're going to talk to two friends of mine, Brad Hamilton and Amy McCluskey. They own Madam X, one of the most popular bars here in the city, and about their struggles to stay afloat. That's up next.
These days, you want to count on the company you can trust, a local company like our friends at PC Richard & Son. When you're looking for a new TV, check out LG. Our friends at PC Richard & Son have exclusive offers on LG during their Nobody Beats Free event. Right now, buy a select LG NanoCell or LG OLED TV and get up to $450 in TV accessories absolutely free. And get 24-month special financing on everything that's priced $499 or more. You can't beat it. It's savings on top of savings, plus free, safe, in-home, or doorstep delivery. PC Richard & Son has developed safety procedures to keep everyone safe every step of the way. And if you want it today, PC Richard & Son has convenient, contactless curbside pickup at your local store. So get your new LG TV from PC Richard & Son. Shop safe, shop local.
OR.
Well, if you're a regular listener, you know that on Wednesdays we have Dr. Gregory Polin from the Mayo Clinic, who does a terrific job. And he's on with us Wednesday after the news at 8 o'clock. And what we're going to do starting this week is we're going to take your questions, and we have a hotline set up. So what you do is you record your question on the hotline, and we'll use your voice on the air asking these questions of Dr. Polin. So if you got a question for this terrific doc, and he runs the vaccine organization at the Mayo Clinic. If you want to leave him a question on his hotline, call 929-575-7929. Once again, that's 929-575-7929. We'll also put that up on our Twitter handle as well as our website at 710WRI.com/LennonMichael. Now, Michael, we've been talking about the restaurant restrictions in New York City and how the bars are hurting. And you have a couple of good friends who own a famous bar down on Houston Street, and they must be struggling, right?
Well, they are. Brad Hamilton, Amy McCleskey, they are the owners of Madam X, which has been called the sexiest bar in New York, a great place. Spent many a long drinking night there over the years, and I was with Brad and Amy this weekend upstate, and they're on the line with us now. And Amy, you were telling me what? You're restricted to 18.5 people? I mean, what's a 0.5 person look like?
Bottomless.
Uh-oh. Jeffrey Toobin.
Here he comes into Madam X.
Oh, God. I walked right into that one.
But how are you hanging on? What are you doing?
Well, I'm sitting at home being grumpy, and I decided to start a mask-making business, but we don't have to discuss that. I was originally making them for my staff, and then they... They don't need them because they're not at the bar, and so I decided to at least do something with myself. But really, there's nothing you can do at this point. Every time I get something from my industry saying, write to your senator, I mean, I already know what my senators are going to be voting, but I'm spending money. I'm donating money to people that I think can help, and that's about it. Really, there's nothing you can do.
So, Brad, you guys have made the decision not to open for the foreseeable future, right?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's no way we can break even, even with that 25%. That half person will not put it over the line. And the problem is that, you know, you have expenses that are greater than before, because you have to police the people. You can't let them congregate together. You come into violation of any of these new regulations.
The layout for a restaurant is, I mean, they don't have it easy, God knows, but the layout for a restaurant is at least conducive for social distancing, in that you can take out, you know, every other table, reconfigure where people sit. In a restaurant, people come, they sit down, they eat, maybe they have to get up to go to the bathroom or something like that, but then they leave when they're done. That's not the way things are set up in bars. We're set up like a living room. Everybody congregates together. You know, everybody, when the restaurants are bemoaning the fact that you're not allowed to have people at the bar. Half of my bar is bar. So, you know, there's, if I'm not saying restaurants have it good, they don't, but they do have it better than we do in our situation, because we are not set up for food where everybody's settled and there is one goal: come in, eat, depart. Our goal is to stay for 2 or 3 hours and socialize, and that's not not something that they want you to be doing. And for good reason, I'm not objecting to the reasons behind it. It's just that they got to do something to help us. They're right to keep us closed, but they're wrong to let us just die.
Hey, just quickly, we only have about 30 seconds left. We're on with Brad Hamilton, Amy McCloskey. They own Madam X on Houston Street, and they're closed, a famous bar in New York. Brad, any hope down the road? Has anyone given you any thoughts that maybe you'll be able to open someday?
I mean, it's I guess as soon as, you know, we have maybe 50% capacity, but even then it's sort of risky and difficult. So it's just really, I guess when people feel comfortable going to bars again, which is going to be a while because, you know, it's not recommended to be hanging out together in small groups. So
it's not that people don't want to. I get calls all the time from people wanting to book parties. I'm asking what city they live in that they think we can do this.
Right. Right. Hey, guys, gotta run, but I know you guys are friendly with Michael,
Pass
Brad Hamilton, Amy McCloskey.
That's all we're asking. Pass the Restaurant Act, please.
Pass the Restaurant Act. All right, we'll check with
thanks,
you down
Amy,
the road.
Thanks,
good luck, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, we have the tough cancer battle ahead for Rush Limbaugh, as well as a famous actor, and that's coming up.
Hey, help give your immune system a fighting chance by adding over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables to your daily diet. Now, how are you going to do this? You got to do what Len and I are doing. We're adding Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables. 31 real, whole, ripened fruits and vegetables ground into a capsule gives us 10-plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Call Balance of Nature today and use the promo code WOR to get 35% off any first preferred order and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 and use the promo code WOR. Balance of Nature will even put you in touch with a free health coach if you have any questions. Now, all these testimonials you've been hearing on the WOR airwaves, those are real people who've experienced the power of Balance of Nature. So put your health first by calling 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code WOR to get 35% off any first preferred order shipped to you absolutely free. But remember to use the promo code WOR. Well, some sad news to report about one of our colleagues here at WOR, the great Rush Limbaugh. He revealed on his radio show Monday that a recent medical scan has shown some progression of his cancer. Now, I know you guys listen to him all the time. You may have noticed that he missed a few days there last week. I guess he was having himself checked out. He has lung cancer, and he has sadly... and this is what Rush said. It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. We all know that we're going to die at some point, but when you have a testimonial disease diagnosis that has the time frame to it, then that puts a different psychological and even physical awareness to it. So that's what Rush said. We have a little bit of Rush on a show yesterday.
We do, and I really have to admire the fact that he's so honest and open with his audience. I don't know if I could be the same way, but here was Rush yesterday on his show.
It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. Now, we all are, is the point. We all know that we're going to die at some point, but when you have a terminal disease diagnosis that has a time frame to it, then that puts a different psychological and even physical awareness to it.
Yeah, well, you can certainly understand that.
You know, you can, of course, many people disagree with Rush's positions, and a lot of people on the left in the mainstream media, you know, blame him for the election of people like George Bush and probably Donald Trump. But objectively, if you stand back, you have to, Len, as broadcasters as we are, you got to give a tip of a hat to Rush, and I don't want this to sound like an obituary, but the guy changed radio. I mean, talk radio, yeah, it was around for a while, but it did not have the influence, the impact, or even the sense of humor that Rush brought to it. When he began.
No question. Len? I mean, his audience is huge. I only met him once, in the makeup room back at WNBC. Just seemed like a very likable guy. You know, I know he produces very strong emotions on both sides, but when you meet him in person, it's not the way it is. But anyway, you know, we wish him the best, and it's just awful. You can hear it in his voice. It's a giant, just an absolute giant in our industry who has the largest ratings and biggest following, and you're right. He actually, he's changed talk radio in so many ways.
Started out as a DJ, by the way. Before he got into talk radio, he was spinning records back in the old days. Mm. So, anyway. Well, we
hear about Jeff Bridges, Academy Award-winning actor. Yeah, Jeff Bridges went on Twitter last night and revealed to his fans he's been diagnosed with lymphoma. He wrote, "Although it is a serious disease, I feel fortunate. I have a great team of doctors, and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment. We'll keep you posted on my recovery." So another guy who's being very honest. He went on to say, "I'm profoundly grateful for the love and support from my family and friends. Thank you for your prayers and well wishes. And while I have you, please remember to go vote, because we're all in this together." So he had a link there to vote.org. Anyway, wishing Jeff Bridges well. Hell of an actor.
You know what my favorite Jeff Bridges movie is?
What, Glenn? The Big Lebowski?
No, that's something that you would choose, of course, because that's the famous one. No, the one I like the most is the remake of King Kong from 1976-77 with a very beautiful Jessica Lange. And Jeff Bridges, he played the scientist who's a stowaway on the ship that's going to this remote island to see if they can find oil. But Jeff thinks that there's something else there, and he's right, because it turns out to be King Kong. And, of course, that movie is... I watched it not too long ago. It's fun. It's one of those classic Dino De Laurentiis blockbusters of the 70s.
Right.
But what's really chilling and haunting about the movie is the climactic scene in this one, the remake. Kong does not climb the Empire State Building. He climbs the World Trade Center. Ooh. So the whole last 20 minutes of the movie is all filmed and set around the World Trade Center. Mm. So, you know, you see that and you think, gosh, reminds you of so many terrible things. Well, this is kind of a depressing segment, I must say. Mm.
Really is. Do you have anything that could lighten it up for us, Michael? Because, you know, you're the king of humor around here.
Well, why don't you read the email we got? Because we're going to be doing our slogan T-shirt competition. Why don't you read the one email we got?
Do you really want me to read this?
It's fine.
Okay. Buddy. Hey, this is, you know, if it's okay by you.
It's okay. Joe will love this.
If you're not aware of it, we have the Berman Riedel 2020 T-shirt contest, but you have to come up with a campaign slogan. And we're going to do that coming up at 8:20 this morning. You call 800-321-0710, come up with a clever slogan, or you can email us. And Brett sent me this email, and Michael said, go ahead and read it. And his is Berman and Riedel 2020, Len in the Den, and Michael in the Closet.
Well, now.
Natalie's shaking her head.
Joe's laughing. Joe's cackling. There.
Right, Joe laughs.
I know. Natalie, I mean, come on. Just because I like Broadway musicals, the opera, the ballet,
right,
and have a, you know, taste in food and wine.
Yes.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with any
maybe
of that.
Maybe he has a point.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. How about those puce loafers that you wear?
Oh, yeah.
Is that anything to do with it?
That's true. The only thing I don't do is hot yoga, so maybe that's the one saving grace. All right, up next, our pal Ron Kuby, the civil rights attorney. He will be here with us with his thoughts on the left kind of advocating for curtailing of the social amendment. So attorney Ron Kuby will be here, legal expert, and we're praying that he, unlike Jeffrey Toobin, keeps his pants on. That's coming up next, but now let's get the news. It's 8 o'clock.